This is by mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A little bit down. Have you been to Radhakund yet? So then you heard how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself came and revealed Radhakund before the eyes of the world. Then he sent six Goswamis to discover all the lost holy places. So everything we're seeing is by mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we're going to sing little bhajan about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now most of our bhajans, because we're in Gaudiya Sampradaya, they're all in Bengali. Especially if it's about Lord Chaitanya, then it must be in Bengali. But I'm preaching here in northern India where everybody's Hindiwala. And I have seen that if you sing too many Bengali bhajans in front of Hindi audience. But on one of Bhakti Chiru Swami's CDs, who's Bengali by the way, at least his body anyway, he's beyond everything. I heard one very beautiful song about Lord Chaitanya. Not only Hindi, it was in pure Brij Bhasha. It's in pure Brij Bhasha. And the part that comes again and again, the refrain, you'll learn in 2 seconds and chant with us. And also very beautiful Brij Rag. Sundara lala, sachidu lala, nachat sri hari kirtanane. Bolo sundara lala, sachidu lala, nachat sri hari kirtaname. Balle chandana tilaka manohara alaka shobe kapolaname. Balle chandana tilaka manohara alakashobe kapolaname. Balle chandana tilaka manohara alakashobe kapolaname. Balle chandana tilaka manohara alakashobe kapolaname. Bolo sundara lala sachidu lala nachat sri hari kirtaname. Bolo sundara lala sachidu lala nachat sri hari kirtaname. Shire chura darshani rale vanapula mala ye parole. Chura darshani rale vanapula mala ye parole. Shire chura darshani rale vanapula mala ye parole. Shire chura darshani rale vanapula mala ye padole. Pairna pita patamara shobe nupura runu junu charananame. Pairna pita patamara shobe nupura runu junu charananame.
Paina pita pata mara jove nupura runu junu jadananna me. Paina pita pata mara jove nupura runu junu jadananna me. Bolo sundara lala satiru lala nachata sri hari kirtana me. Bola sunara lala, satiru lala, nachata sri hari kirtana me. Radha Krishna ekatanue nirvana maje panti bajave. 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 Visarupa ki prabhu ji sahi avata prakatahi nariya me. Visarupa ki prabhu ji sahi avata prakatahi nariya me. Bolo sunera lala satiru lala nachata sri hari kirtana me. Bola sunera lala satiru lala nachata sri hari kirtana me. Koi gavatta hai Radha Krishna naam, koi gavatta hai Hari gunagan. Koi gavatta hai Radha Krishna naam, koi gavatta hai Hari gunagan. Koi gavatta hai Radha Krishna naam, koi gavatta hai Hari gunagan. Mridanga tala madura rasala bajata hai koi rangana me. Mridanga tala madura rasala bajata hai koi rangana me. Bolo sunara lala satiru lala nachata sri hari kirtana me. Bola sunara lala satiru lala nachata sri hari kirtana me. Bolo nachata sri hari kirtana me. Bolo nachata sri hari kirtana me. Bolo sri Sachinandana Gaura Hari.
Sundara lala satidu lala nachata sri hari kirtana me. So all of you know Sundar, huh? Beautiful. And Lala, in Braj, when we want to call a little boy, then we say, oh Lala, aja, come here Lala. If we want to call a little girl, then we say, oh Lali, aja, come here Lali. Huh? And who's Lala? Sachidu Lala. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother's name was Sachidevi. And this little Lala, he was born to Mother Sachi underneath a neem tree. So Mother Sachi gave the name Nimai. And his father's name was Jagannath Mishra. Mishra means Brahmin. Huh? So he was called Nimai Pandit. So Sundara Lala, Sachi Dulala. And he appeared on the Falgun Purnima day. We also known as Holy Purnima, and now because of Mahaprabhu's appearance we call Gaur Purnima. But just like this year, 521 years ago, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, there was Chandra Grahan, moon eclipse. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to inaugurate this Sankirtan movement, chanting of the holy names, and especially in Bengal, whenever there's moon eclipse, then everybody goes to the bank of the Ganges and they take bath and in a very loud voice they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But I was listening to one tape of Srila Prabhupada. He gave another reason why there was moon eclipse. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's another name is Gaura Chandra. So all of you know, Chandra means moon. A Gaura Chandra, the golden moon. So that ordinary moon was thinking that when such a beautiful Gaura Chandra is appearing, what is the use of this ordinary Chandra? So he hid his face. Javitna Sunda Gaura Chandra Arahe, so he said, Ye Siddharam Chandra ke kya kaam hai? Muchapadi. He closed his face. So Prabhupada explains that's why there was moon eclipse. Mahaprabhu was so beautiful. So Sundara Lala, Sachi Dulala, Nachata. Now you all know Lord Shiva, he's known as Nataraj. The Lord of Dance. But not. This is a very hard word, this Sanskrit. But our Brijbhasa is very soft, komal, sweet language. So we say nach, dance, or nachata, dancing. So nachata, Sri Hari Kirtan me. This little Nimai, he's dancing in, always dancing in, Sri Hari Kirtan. Because this Hari Kirtan is the recommended process for this age of Kali. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now we've come to a very, very wonderful forest called Biharvan. And our pujari, Balak Das, he's being very kind to us. Because sign says that only open till 12 o'clock. But he opened just for you to get darshan of. Biharvan Bihari. So, it may be in Padma Purana, I can't remember now. But one of the Puranas describes that this beautiful forest was created by the gopis just for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. And today you got special treat. You got to walk through the forest. Because our Agra bus drivers are afraid to come in here Although I brought 20 buses with Radhanath Swami all the way through this forest. Now we have to take a detour and go around. But anyway, so you got to walk through this beautiful forest. Because everybody always asks, we just see farmland. So everybody said, where's the forest? And we see in Vrindavan, now they've cut all the trees and made grihas. So instead of Vrindavan, it's Griha Vrind. And that's why you see this picture down here. Just few months before, this was Madan Mohan Das Baba. He said this Vrindavan is too crowded. He came here and stayed here on top of the hill. But they just told me few months before, it's so sad, he was 108 years old. And few months before, he's entered into the Nitya Lila. So he came to this beautiful forest created by the gopis. They cultivated all the trees and made a wonderful forest. And you got to walk through seeing all the pilu trees. Most of these trees, you see, they can't grow straight. They're melting in love of Krishna. So they just go up and they come down. When they come down like that, it makes like a little room. That's Kunj, you know, we're singing every day. Jai Radha Madhava, Kunj Bihari. And little creepers have climbed up where the tree has come down. They've climbed up the creepers. And beautiful fragrant flowers are blooming. And the gopis have made nice carpet inside of malati flowers or mogra flowers or lotus petals. So here we get to see one little remnant of some of the forest of, you see, so beautiful, huh? Forest of Braj. And here on the bank of the Kund, we see this old ancient kadamba tree. It's very old kadamba tree. One branch just bending down to touch the water of Bihar Kund. So now the resident Baba's here to tell me they have 750 cows here. You saw some of them were here. They came to see all the Vaishnavas. They saw so many Vaishnavas have come from so many places in the world. So they all came. You got anything to eat? You brought some far out food from some other place, from Hyderabad? Did you bring something nice to eat? What's the favorite thing in Hyderabad? What is the favorite food of Hyderabad? Tamil Nadu? What's the favorite? So all the cows came to see you. Got some idli? Did you bring some New York pizza with you? So anyway, 750 cows are being taken care of here. I was so sad that I didn't get to see Madan Mohan Das this year. Every year we come and touch his feet, get his blessing. But now Madan Mohan Das is gone. You see, all these babas, they're in Nimbarka Sampradaya, but very special branch of Nimbarka Sampradaya. They have their main place in Vrindavan in a place called Katiyastan. There you see beautiful forest also there. They've preserved the forest. Even tree was growing to the house. Instead of cutting the tree, they broke the house so the tree could grow through like this. Katiyastan mein ye vriksh wo ye vriksh na kaat ke ye gar ko kaat ke. They broke the house and let the tree grow through like this. Because we read in Srimad Bhagavatam, we don't hear about big temple and big buildings. We hear, you know, kadamba trees and jamun trees and neem trees and arjun trees and malati flowers and parijata flowers and Madhavi flowers. So this is the real Vrindavan. So they saved one little place. You got to walk through and see. So they're in a special branch of Nimbarka. Whenever you see this special type of chatter they have, you know, the little spots, and it only comes from this. You only see Babas from this sampradaya wearing like this. And they, although they respect Srimad Bhagavatam, they have so many very rustic scriptures written in Brijbhasa that they study. In fact, probably you'd have to live in Vrindavan for maybe 40 years and you can figure out where these fellows are starting from. They're very, very deep rustic devotees. Because Mahaprabhu, he took something from every sampradaya. So this Radha Krishna worship he took from Nimbarka sampradaya. And here, they chant a different Maha Mantra. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Sham Sham, Radhe Radhe. You know? This is Yugala Maha Mantra. Because one time the devotees, they heard this chanting and they went to Prabhupada. He said, yes, this is bona fide mantra, but this is chanted in Nimbarka Sampraday. We're followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so we chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. But same thing, that Hare means Radharani. So, since our buses can't come, we don't want to take too much time here. Now we have to go to next place, and now we have to go all the way back out again. So, next place we can talk all we want. That's the last place we're going. So you can leave some small donation here for the service of Bihari and for the cows. These babas are taking care of 750 cows. Not many people come here. So you can help them in their service to cows and Bihariji. And they've also got cow urine and other types of medicines made from cow products. And all are completely desi cows. And Balak Das was telling me that these cows are descendants from those cows of Nanda Baba, coming down since 5,000 years. So Radha Biharvan Bihari Ki. And they're all followers of one fellow called Haridas. You see him playing his little veena there in the back on the side of Bihari. This is not to be confused with Haridas Thakur. This is a local fellow from nearby village. And he was very famous for... He was the one who discovered Banke Bihari. He was chanting in a place we were just singing, Niruvana Maje Bansi Vajave. So in that Niruvan, sometimes called Nidivan, Banki Vihari appeared before Haridas. So they're all followers of that Haridas. We can all make our ways back to the buses, and now we'll go to a very special place called Chirgat.